about babies.
Hey, Jessica.
Hey, Princess Cecilia.
You seem a little down today.
Well, like I mentioned before, I had a lot of juice boxes.
Wait.
And I'm in that...
You're kind of in that...
That sugar crash.
Wait. Now, have you thought about switching to water? Like, split up your Capri Suns with water in the middle?
Well, I have taken into consideration...
I think that's the recommendation of the Surgeon General.
The box, the ingredients on Capri Sun.
Mm-hmm.
After you get past all of the citric acid...
Citric acid...
Fructose corn syrup and such.
Yes.
There is a water in the ingredients.
Wait. Oh, so you think you're covered there in that?
Yeah, well, and I also brush my teeth, every morning and every night, so some water intake.
Wait.
Naturally.
Oh, really? Oh, so you're drinking water while you're brushing your teeth?
Well, yeah, it just kind of happens.
Oh, wait. From, like, rinsing and stuff. That makes sense. Maybe you need to, well, you know what? It's not about you at the moment.
Wait, it's about you.
Wait.
Cecilia, there was something on your mind today.
Yeah, I don't really know how to get into this, but I feel like, okay, well, so, it's like a new marking period. There's like new stuff starting at school.
Mm-hmm.
And so like it's a really good time to reflect on where you've come from. And where you're going next. And I was thinking, I think I want to drop out of school.
Wow.
Like, I just feel like I think I got it.
Well.
Like, I'll take it from here. I made it through preschool. I made it through kindergarten. I made it through a full marking period of first grade. And it's like, it's the same stuff over and over again.
You're right. I do see some patterns, definitely in the curriculum.
Wait.
Wow. I mean, have you ever considered just, like, going straight to, like, college or, like, getting a PhD or something?
Yeah, I thought about that. I did think about that, about going into just higher education before I complete my middle or lower education. Here's the problem with that. Costs a lot of money to go to college.
You're right.
And they make you pay it back if you borrow.
Well, yeah. Usually when I ask my mommy if I can borrow a pocketbook, she expects me to give it back.
You mean like for dress up or like when you're actually taking money out?
Well,
both.
She doesn't really know about money.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah. Wait.
Sorry. Will I get that part out or something?
Yeah. We could cut that part out.
We could just cut that part out.
Or you know what? Just tell her not to listen to this one because I feel like she didn't listen to the last one.
Well, I guess I don't have to really tell her not to listen to already not listen.
Fair enough. Then she'll be like, she doth protest if too much if. It's all listening.
But going back to the bigger issue I feel that we've gotten to is that the high cost of higher education.
Wait.
I never really thought of it, I guess. I mean, because I'm not as brilliant as you.
Well, you'll focus on what's right in front of you.
Well, yeah, arts and crafts is like my jam right about now.
Whatever worksheet we're working on that day.
Maybe one day I'll major in arts and crafts or something.
Arts and craft services, maybe.
Yeah. Well, what do you think is the next step?
I think I'm just going to go rogue, like, take it to the streets.
Wow.
Like, I want to travel around, like, see the world. Like, okay, like, there's a new Dairy Queen in town. I haven't been there yet. Like, what's to offer there?
Yeah, I heard that they opened.
Yeah, and it's a kind with food.
Oh, I was hoping, because, you know, I really don't like that other kind.
The kind that just has ice cream.
Well, it's just the ice cream, and you're like, oh, but...
Yeah, and there's nowhere to sit, and it gets so busy in the summer.
Oh, yeah, then you're, like, standing and eating ice cream, and it's, like, the most uncomfortable thing.
Right, and then, like, if you go in a big group, like, if you get yours first, you have to wait for everyone else, and that whole thing can be, like, fixed if they just get some chairs.
Yeah, you're right. If you go with a whole big group of people, you're gonna see how that could cause a problem.
It's a big problem. So yeah, I think that's the first thing I'll do. I'll check out Dairy Queen and then see what's next for me.
Wow.
So yeah, I mean, I wanted to tell you first because I feel like it's gonna affect you the most.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Yes, I'm gonna miss you being my partner in every class, you know, and making sure I keep up when we have to, like, play games in gym.
Oh, yeah.
But it's okay.
You get really distracted doing tag. You should work on that.
I mean...
And capture the flag.
Has anyone really, really taken... a look at a crowd, but like a really deep...
A crowd? Like a crowd of people?
No, like a crowd.
A crowd?
In the sky.
Oh, like crowd in the sky. Sometimes when there's a crowd of crowds, that's almost the most fun to look at.
Oh, yeah. I like to, like, crowd watch.
Crowd watch.
Yeah.
Like that's at a coffee shop? Oh, you're still in the sky. Yeah, got it. Sorry.
I count down.
Maybe we could get you, like, those horse blinders that they wear. So they can focus on pulling the cowage, pulling the tourists and the cowages. You know, they wear those things on the side of their head. Because if a horse was pulling a cowage and it whooped over and there was, like, a bus, it would go, like, ah! Like, it'd go crazy. And so they put those things on it so it doesn't do that. We should get those for you.
Oh, I thought that was just part of, like, a costume, like it was a mask, like...
Like a uniform.
Like a Zorro horse.
Oh, no, that's a different thing, but they do have those, too.
Oh, my mistake. I just thought they were horsing around.
Yeah.
You see what I did there?
Yeah, no, that was funny. Do you want to talk about, how has it been going at your house, Jessica?
Well, I mean,
yeah.
The other day,
uh-huh.
I was in my bedroom,
right,
and I was like, you know, hanging out. I was like, oh, really craving a snack.
Sure. What time is this?
It was like about, I don't know, 4:27, yeah. 4, almost like right before mom, like, pretends that it's dinner time, but then, like, really, like, an hour later after that, she's like, oh, finally the pizza's here. So I was like, oh, I really, really want a snack. So I went downstairs, and as I was, like, going down the stairs, I was like, oh, what kind of snack do I want today? And I remember earlier
that's
in the
morning.
That's a song
we have.
Yeah.
What kind of snack do I want today? Sorry, go on.
You want to continue the song, or you can keep singing it?
Oh, yeah, we can sing the second verse. Oh, start at the first one, of course. What kind of snack do I want today? I want to eat an apple, maybe. So we continue your story.
It's that was like such an inside joke.
I know. No one will even know what that means. They won't even get it. Go ahead. Finish the story.
So as I was saying, I was going down the stairs, and I was remembering that earlier in the morning, when I was getting milk to eat my crunchios, I noticed that there was a cheese snack. You know, not like the
kind
of cheese snack.
Please explain.
It like strings off into little stringy parts, and you can like eat it like a
string cheese.
Yeah,
like a mozzarella string cheese.
Yeah,
is that what it was?
Like a mozzarella. Yeah, it's like a mozzarella cheese stick. I knew there was one more left, and so I was.
You know, just an aside. Some people just bite right into those. Doesn't it sound crazy and psychotic?
Well, that's disgusting.
They bite in without stringing. Then it's like eat regular cheese.
Is it which is why bother?
Yeah. How many children like all over the world don't even get to string their cheese and then you're taking it?
That's true. They will never feel the velvety smooth strings.
At that point just buy a regular Quaker cut.
Or just a wheel. It'd just be a monster.
Oh, just a wheel of cheese.
Just a wheel.
What about Baby Bell? That's like acceptable to bite into.
I do like the Baby Bell, but my mistake, I did not know that the outside was not an edible item.
Well, it looks so much like a fruit snack.
Yeah, I just thought it was just like a really cool fruit covered cheese snack. My mistake.
Anyway, sorry.
But yeah, side note.
Yeah, side note. So you saw the mozzarella. You knew about a mozzarella cheese snack.
Oh, yeah, I knew it was there. Oh, I knew it existed. I thought about it all day long.
Oh, boy.
It was really hard to focus on my arts and crafts popsicle stick house.
Oh, yeah, I noticed. You were, like, kind of getting away from
there. Yeah, I was getting
a little
shaky.
You, like, stopped at the walls, and you didn't finish the roof. And everyone was already moving on to painting, and you, like, didn't even have the structure down.
No, I wasn't structurally sound.
Not at all?
No.
No way that would pass code.
Well, I guess how little did I know that, again, the foundation would be taken under me. When I got to the fridge and I opened it up, to my surprise, the cheese stick was not there.
It was not there where you left it, or it was
it
not
was
there,
not there where I had seen it previously before, earlier that morning.
But then you could just check around, like, maybe someone moved it. Like, sometimes when I have to get the milk out, I move things around, and then, like, maybe things won't be in the same place. Is it one of those type of situations?
Oh, I checked Princess Cecilia. I scoured.
Oh, my gosh.
That entire refrigerator. I even thought maybe something magical happened. I even checked the freezer.
Wait.
Just to make sure.
Just to see. Now, does your freezer open on the side of the refrigerator? Is it a drawer that you open? Or is it on top?
My freezer is...
Or is it a separate freezer in a basement?
It is a separate freezer in a basement.
Yeah. Okay.
I just thought magically.
Wait, someone could have, like, taken something into the freezer and put the cheese stack out top. Yeah,
it
I got it. It could happen.
Anything can happen.
So it wasn't Dale?
It wasn't Dale. Yeah, well,
so did you check? Well, I know what I would have done next.
Well, tell me, what would you have done next?
I would have checked the garbages, every garbage in the house, to see what a cheese snack eater is, unless they ate the plastic it came in, like some kind of barbarian.
Well...
Like some kind of complete scoundrel with a lack of respect.
Well, I didn't think of that one. But I didn't really have to, because I found out what happened to it.
Oh, okay. What happened to it?
Well, after I cried in the corner.
I was going to ask if you were going to cry or if you
I thought maybe
you'd bring it up yourself.
Yeah, I cried so much that I convinced myself I wasn't hungry anymore.
Did you cry till you get a headache? That happens sometimes.
Yeah, well, not this time. This time, just cried until my desire for that cheese stick went away.
Right.
So, I was going to, like, go return back up to my bedroom and maybe, I don't know, count pennies or something. And, as I'm passing through the living room, you know, I hear a little, rustling going on. Little crunchy, plasticky rustling.
Oh.
I decided to investigate.
Wait, in the living room?
Yeah. And there it was, my little scoundrel of a brother, eating the last cheese stick in the house. God knows the next time we're going to get cheese sticks again.
Can he even open a... He's not supposed to open a refrigerator on his own.
He's not supposed to exist on his own.
Wait. Well, that's a little harsh.
I mean, like, he's a baby. Practically.
Practically a baby.
I mean, I'm older.
Wait.
So it makes him a baby.
Wait.
He shouldn't be able to do anything.
No, I agree. So what did you do? Did you wrestle it out of his mouth? Did you pull it out? Like, you know, like when your cat starts eating, like, some sock? And you have to get your whole, like, little fist and it's down to its esophagus to pull it out? Did you do that for the cheese stick?
No. I think in my semi-breakdown in the kitchen,
wait,
I had a lot of time to think things over.
Yeah.
Maybe we grow as a person.
Oh, wow.
So, I didn't do that. I just told him that I had licked it before he ate it.
Oh.
So he was really upset.
So actually, like, you put, like, a psychological, you know, pointed a psychological thought in his head.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Now what you should do, if you want my advice...
I would love your advice.
What I think you should do now is just walk around the house, like, coughing all the time. And being like, oh, I think I'm getting sick. Hey, nobody show my Capri Suns. Nobody drink out of my, you know, the milk carton after me or anything like that. Because you could get sick. I sure am feeling under the weather. And just, like, say it real loud till he heals.
See, this is why... You no longer need to continue
my schooling.
Your schooling, absolutely. Because you are just mastered everything. You just see things in ways that, I mean, I would never see.
Thanks.
No, thank you, Princess Cecilia.
My pleasure, Jessica. Thanks for sharing.
So, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Now that you're not going to be there at school.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely not.
I mean...
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to get, like, a new best friend? Or are you... Like, going to, like, go, like, just solo for a while? Are you going to, like, I guess my question is, I mean...
Yeah.
Are you going to take the podcast with you?
Oh, to Dairy Queen? I don't know. I don't really know. Well, first I got to get permission to leave. Or rather, excuse me. First I got to get permission to not go back, because I already left him at home. First I got to get permission to not go back to school. Then I got to figure out a way to get to Dairy Queen. So I might not... I don't know. I think I should go... Okay, here's what I'm going to do. Thank you for that question, because it's helping me, like, kind of figure stuff out, you know? What I think I'm going to do is go to Dairy Queen first, like, scope it out. Mm. Like, what they do when they make a movie. Like, go, like, figure it out. See what's there. Do they have hot dogs there? Do they have... Are they putting in another Blizzard machine? Because that's, like, another complaint I always had, is that, like, if you order a Blizzard at one counter, and then someone else orders a Blizzard at another counter, well, joke's on you, there's only one Blizzard machine, which is ridiculous. Even a modest-sized Dairy Queen has at least two Blizzard machines. Anyway, if Choco Chunk Charlie over at the next counter ordered, like, 1 second faster than you, you have to, like, wait the whole length of a Blizzard machine. Session.
That so I'll go. Forever.
Yeah, I'll go figure out what's going on over there, and then I guess I'll come back. Report. Maybe we could do like another podcast episode where I like report on what I found at Dairy Queen. You know how many? Well, I already talked about the Blizzard machines and the hot dogs. I'm also wondering if they have like. Okay, so you know how they have like onions that are the wedge sliced onions.
Yeah.
I also really like the chopped up white onions.
Oh.
They're delicious.
I just really, really love boogers and ice cream. Like, who wouldn't like a booger and ice cream?
See, that's where... See, I like, oh, you know what I love? A Dewey bar.
Oh, I love Dewey bars.
I love Dewey bars, and places never have butterscotch. They only ever have chocolate with vanilla ice cream inside. For the Wayman. For the Wayman who doesn't know what a Dewey bar is. Do you want to explain what a Dewey bar is?
I mean, it's a delicious piece of heaven on a stick.
Right, so it's a big popsicle stick. Oh, actually, it's a rather small popsicle stick now I think about it. And it's got a big circle. Like, think of, like, maybe, like, a little bit smaller than the size of a bagel, but of ice cream. And then it's dipped in chocolate.
It's like taking a Klondike bar.
Right.
Making it round. And shoving a little stick at the end of it.
Yeah, that's a great
Which
analogy.
There's no end to a circle, so I guess any end will do.
Any end will do. Anyway, they cover them in chocolate. They'll take a vanilla one, cover it in chocolate. Take chocolate ice cream, cover it in chocolate. And then there's supposed to be another there's supposed to be two other options.
Like, wait, chocolate and chocolate?
There's supposed to be four other options. Hold on a second. There's chocolate ice cream, chocolate cover. There's vanilla ice cream, chocolate cover. They're supposed to, at the customer's request, they're supposed to do vanilla and strawberry.
Oh.
And chocolate and strawberry. Mm. And then chocolate and butterscotch. And then finally, my personal favorite, vanilla and butterscotch. But they never do that. They never do that.
That's a failing operation.
That's what I'm saying. So anyway, that's what I'll go find out. Come back. Report back. Say what it was like. And just take it from there. I guess I really can't answer your question today. I have a feeling I won't find a new best friend.
Well, that's good.
I just don't know about where the podcast can go. I might take it to Dairy Queen, to be honest. I can't. I can't say one way or the other right now.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah. Thanks. What's your favorite thing at Dairy Queen?
Boogers.
Oh, wait. Boogers and ice cream.
Yeah. Sometimes I like to dip my boogers in my ice cream.
Dip your booger into the ice cream? Now, you can't do that if you have a Dewey bar.
Well, no. You can't.
Right.
But you could.
If you have a blizzard.
Take it off the stick, put it on the booger.
Take it off the stick, put it on the... Oh, put it on the booger.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Be like a ice cream patty.
Wait. You could dip if you had a blizzard, but then you have to already, like, you know, we talked about how that's a whole debacle.
I also like a very strange combination at Dairy Queen of mint chocolate chip ice cream with a cherry dip.
Oh.
It's quite delicious.
Mint chocolate ice cream with cherry dip.
It's a flavor combination that will blow your mind.
It doesn't seem like it would work.
Well.
Like, it doesn't sound good. I like the pre, like the ones that are pre, like when they, you know, they make flavor recommendations to you. Like they go like strawberry cheesecake bits and graham cracker pieces or mint chocolate chip and Heath Bar Crunch. Mm. Or they have the thing that's like the brownie explosion where it's like a brownie, chocolate ice cream, vanilla ice cream, hot fudge, cherry, little nuts. I prefer those things than like a DIY situation.
If I was to make a name of an ice cream, kind of like brownie explosion, but not only would it have brownie in it, it would have cherry, and I would call it Cherry Noble.
Cherry Noble!
We'll cut that part out, too.
Yeah, cut that part out along with the part that's about, that other thing.
Another thing.
you know, I was thinking, if I leave school, who are you going to sit with at lunch?
That's a good question.
Probably Miss Pito's, to be honest.
I was thinking of going to Miss Pito's and sitting with her at her desk.
Yeah.
While she eats that weird quinoa stuff.
What? Quinoa.
Quinoa.
Oh, quinoa. You're right. She puts kimchi in quinoa.
Yeah.
That. I don't want you to have to do that.
I guess it's, we have to bear.
And you can't sit with Olivia because she brings, like, soup for lunch, which is crazy.
Yeah, I will never understand how someone could consume so much New England clam chowder.
She eats soup every day. It's, like, not a portable food for a first grader.
Like, I'm pretty sure she's, like, 90% soup by now.
And then sometimes in the grocery store, you see the things that are, like the sip, like, the one sip, like, the with the plastic, the ones with the plastic, the ones that come in a cup that you can heat up
like a Campbell's soup.
Yes.
In a cup.
Right, yeah. And I always think that would be great for Olivia. She never brings those, though. She just brings them in, like, a Tupperware, like a Chinese food Tupperware.
Olivia drinks so much soup, her blood type is tomato bisque.
Wait, that's really funny. Her blood type, what starts with an A? What's a soup that starts with an A?
Apple? Oh, no. There's no apple soup.
We'll get back to it. We can get back to it. I was just thinking that would be really funny. Like, A, you know, you have types A, B. Oh, no, wait, there is no C. A, B,
no,
and
no,
O.
Yeah, O.
What starts with O? Onion. French onion soup.
Oh, yeah. Well,
oh, no, yeah. Wait, that's a sandwich.
No, that's a soup too. There's a lot of soups.
Anyway.
Ask Olivia about it.
Yeah, if you want to know about soup, talk to Olivia.
I mean, we're no soup experts, but...
Yeah. We never claim to be. We just kind of have to
be. We never claim of corn to be. Oh, that's not soup. I don't know. I'm not Olivia.
Wait. You know who I love? Olivia's mom, Janet.
Oh, Janet is a saint.
Yeah. I feel like she spends so much time baking stuff, though. She doesn't really have time to make meals, and maybe that's why Olivia eats so much soup, because it freezes well.
That's true.
Like, she could make it in bulk.
Like a lasagna.
Wait, like a lasagna. Or like homemade pancakes. You can make like a million of them, stuff them in a freezer, and like eat them the next year.
I love pancakes. They're delicious.
Pancakes. I love waffles.
Oh, I love waffles.
Mm-hmm. Do you like waffles with big squares or little squares? Like more little squares or fewer big squares? And I'll tell you what I think after
you tell me. I really guess I never thought about it. Because I think I've only had the waffles with the small squares.
Oh.
I can't say their brand name because...
Well, you said Campbell's a couple minutes ago.
Oh. Well, we'll edit that part out.
Yeah, we'll edit that part out. And all the stuff about Dairy Queen. Guess that's kind of... Anyway, go ahead.
But I think I would...
So when you eat Eggos.
Yeah. When I eat Eggos.
Wait.
I think they're delicious. But I would like to know what this big square game is about.
Yeah, I like Eggos. I like buttermilk, the buttermilk ones. But then sometimes, when my cousin comes to visit, the one who sleeps on the trundle bed.
Yeah.
She is, like, really sad, right? Cindy.
Yeah.
She's just moping all over the place because her family's breaking up.
Yeah, that's contagious.
Yeah, because her parents are, like, fighting and screaming and, like, taking whole plates of sandwiches and, like, throwing them at each other when she's, like, in the middle of it. Wow. Like, she's actually in the middle of it. Like, she gets tomato on her ear.
Wow.
Anyway, so she comes to my house and my mom's like, oh, she's so sad. Like, we should make her, like, a home-cooked meal. Because, like, she never really gets to eat that. Because her parents are always, like, at each other's throats.
They're always throwing that home-cooked meal at each other.
Wait. Her mother makes a whole home-cooked meal and then she tosses it at Ofava. Wait. Wobs it across the kitchen table. Completely wobs it there. Anyway, so, like, sometimes my mom will make homemade waffles, and those have really big squares, and they're really fun to eat because you can take all the syrup and, you can take all the buttery syrup, and you can use your knife to scrape it. To scrape it into one big square and then eat that one at the end, and it's like you feel like your head's gonna blow off. It's like,
I feel like the waffle to butter ratio, if I was to scrape butter on a waffle into the squares, by the time I'm done scraping the butter, it should be a completely smooth surface where there was no recognizable deep holes.
See, that would be true if it was an Eggo and there was a lot of squares, but there was not that many. There's not even that many squares.
Even so, you think.
Because you don't know your own strength. That's what you're saying, right? You would press too hard? Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is I would have so much butter.
Oh, I didn't even get that aspect. I didn't even get that nuance.
Filled every single hole.
Right, okay. That makes sense. See, Mom doesn't let me just, like, use as much butter as I like. Because we have a history of heart disease in my family.
So much butter. I eat so much butter as much as Olivia eats soup. Let's put it that way.
That's crazy. As much as my aunt and uncle throw food at each other.
Is as much as I eat butter. Butter. As many tears as your cousin Cindy cries at night in that trundle bed.
And not because it's uncomfortable. But it is. But that's not why.
We all know why.
And then she wakes up, she's like, oh, yeah, I didn't sleep very good because I think it was, like, too cold. We're like, Cindy, we could heal you with the nightmares.
Why? You were crying out for your parents. We heard it. That's how much I love butter. As much as Cindy's parents... As much as Cindy's parents don't love Cindy.
Or each other.
As much as I love butter.
That's a lot. Great. Oh, I have one more question.
Yeah.
So, if I were to leave school, then, you know, I feel like, I don't know how to put this. You, like, don't do good. So, like, what are you good, you know?
Like, generally in life, you're right. I don't do well. No.
Right.
And what will I do when you are not present?
Right.
As my main guiding support.
And, like, the person who, like, wakes you up, even.
Oh, yeah.
In a lesson.
Well, I am going to watch a lot of YouTube tutorials.
Mm-hmm. On how to do first grade stuff. I feel like there aren't a lot of first grade YouTubers.
Well, I'm going to try to apply what I see. Guess I'll, really hang on the shoulder of Miss Peterson.
Miss Peters?
Oh, sorry. Guess I'll really hang on the shoulder of Miss Peters.
Wait. Don't hang too close, though, because she smells like kimchi quinoa.
It's just a strange combination. I'm just not...
She loves it, though. Works for her. I don't know.
She's really on this, like, whole grain fermented food.
She looks so healthy.
She looks very, very...
She looks so healthy.
Very...
Yeah.
There's a tinge to her skin.
Wait. No, she... You're right. She looks...
like a
She looks a little green.
Yeah. I would say it was like a healthy glow, but
Wait, a healthy green glow, like a fresh sprig of broccoli.
Yeah, like that guy that ate too many carrots.
And he turned orange.
And he turned orange and he died.
He died?
Yeah.
From eating carrots or from an unrelated thing? Because, I mean, if it was 100 years ago, of course he died,
but... He had so much vitamin C in his body,
what?
He died.
Oh my gosh. That's like,
That's like crazy. Some like organ shut down on him.
Over carrots.
He
was like,
that's it.
And he just did that because he loved carrots. He couldn't get enough of them.
He had like a psychological problem where he was like, carrot juice is the best juice ever, and it is the super juice, and I will only drink it, and it will make me so healthy.
Oh, wow.
And he slowly turned into
But that sounds like that would work. That sounds healthy.
You would think that...
It certainly doesn't sound deadly.
A lot of a good thing is a good thing, but apparently...
A lot of a good thing is a bad thing.
Anything.
A lot of anything is a bad thing.
Right.
Just ask Cindy.
She would know. What Olivia doesn't know is that too much soup is just any amount of soup.
I don't really like talking to Olivia. I don't like talking about Olivia, but I feel like we need to like step in at some point because it's like one of my classmates is practically drowning herself in soup. And it's like it would be one thing. I mean, you mentioned a clam chowder earlier, but it's like there's a clam chowder, then there's the tomato bisque, then there's the turkey chili that's like extra watery, so it's like soup, which is gross. Butternut squash for the season. Autumn squash is just a mix of different squashes.
I just wish she would just Gestapo. But no, but that sounded like the police
that
force.
That sounds like the Gestapo.
Not the gazpacho, which is what I was going for. I'm working on that one.
That would be great for actually a cold soup, because I feel like... I'll be honest, my main problem with her eating soup is that she doesn't use a cover on the microwave and then her soup splatters.
Yeah, every time we try to make popcorn for the class on Friday,
we just go in there and there was just old
Olivia soup splattered everywhere.
There's like an errant, you know, a little piece of cucumber from the chicken noodle on Tuesday. There was a little fleck of clam, of course, from clam chowder Wednesday. There was a carrot from carrot soup on Thursday.
One time she brought in this Italian wedding soup and it just spewed green stuff everywhere. It was disgusting. It looked like...
Mm-hmm. It looked like Miss Peters.
Miss Peters exploded in the microwave. For a second, I had to go check. I was like, oh my God! What happened? Miss Peters, no! Oh no, it's just stupid Olivia's Italian wedding soup. I found that out because someone was stuck in her teeth. Did you see that? It was a comb in her teeth.
Who gets soup? Who gets soup? Who gets soup stuck in their teeth? It's a liquid.
Who chews soup? That is like chewing your ice cream. Who would chew ice cream?
You know what it is? It's that she picks soups that have so much debris in them.
Yeah, there's a lot of roughage in her soup.
And, you know, for someone...
I guess they qualify more as stews.
You know, for someone... For someone with so many gaps in her teeth, stuff really gets in. For someone with so many gaps in her teeth, stuff really gets in there. It's like everything is a contradiction in terms. She eats soup, which is a liquid, and then it gets stuck in the gaps in her... It gets stuck in the gaps!
Disgrace.
We should get her on to, like, maybe just wean her off soup slowly. Like, just start with stews for sure. Well, she's already on stews.
She's definitely on stews.
Move on to, like, a hummus. A tzatziki.
Like, oh wait, like,
Like, not a stew, like, more of a dip.
I'm just thinking, like,
Cold, and she just have to use the microwave.
Well, that would solve one problem. Just, like, so we get to, like, solid foods. Like, you dip it in, you know, you would use, like, a carrot. Well, like, ew, if it's a whole carrot, not, like, a little piece, I'll get... Not like a little piece that'll get stuck in one of those gaps. a whole stalk of celery.
Or like dip a tiny little meatball from the Italian wedding soup.
But no soup with it. It's a great idea, spaghetti and meatballs, but like really overcooked spaghetti. To cut down on chewing.
Definitely not the ravioli.
Definitely not. Maybe we could... Maybe we could get her on casseroles.
Oh, but just steer her away from the tuna fish kind. We don't need to start more problems.
Wait. Between the tuna and the... Between the tuna, the kimchi, and the onions that they might have at Dairy Queen, I won't be able to take it.
My senses are overloaded.
Absolutely overloaded. You're going to be down in those Capri Suns nervously like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, no. It's going to be like the summer of 2016.
Oh, my gosh. That's when you almost got a kidney stone from too much juicy juice?
Yeah.
100% juice for 100% kids.
With 100% kidney failure.
That's not funny. That was scary. I thought we were going to lose you. I thought there was going to be a commercial right after the juice. You know the Juicy Juice commercial where there was the kids, like, walking around with a bunch of grapes? I thought right after their commercial, there was going to be a commercial of you being like, this was my friend, Jessica. She died drinking too much Juicy Juice.
Yeah, it would definitely be, 100% juice for 100% kids. And it would be like the commercial kind of end, and then it would fade to black for just a second.
Just a second.
And then you would come up and be like, juice is delicious.
But how much is too much? Jessica learned the hard way. 4 gallons of grape? Not today. She got food 3.5 and had to be hospitalized.
An apple a day might keep the doctor away.
Don't cry.
Consuming.
It's okay.
Gallons of apple juice a day can lead to
doctor
organ failure.
A. It's got a Y.
Oh, yeah. Well, would you take it seriously if it rhymed?
Yeah, I mean, if you're finishing the thing, an apple a day keeps a doctor away.
Are there any serious rhymes out there?
If you can't do the time, don't do the crime. That's pretty serious.
I guess that is kind of serious.
That's about criminal activity and how broken the justice system is. Those are pretty serious things. I think that's a great stopping point. I think on our next episode, yeah, we should talk about prison reform.
I was going to say, if you eat all the soup.
Is this a serious rhyme or a playful one?
If you eat too much soup.
If you eat too much soup. If you eat too much soup, you're out of my group.
There it is. If you eat too much soup, you're out of our group.
That's right. Tell that to Livia. But not her mom, Janet. We really love her.
No. So,
yeah.
I guess, good luck on your journey.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it'll take a while to figure out, but just know that's what I'm thinking about.
And hopefully if you come back, we can maybe pick up another episode of a podcast and you can come back.
Yeah, I'll try to get down to Dairy Queen this weekend. I don't know, maybe I'll say, like, oh, Cindy looks sad. Let's take her to get some ice cream to cheer up. And I'll let you know about that next time.
Why? Well, great.
Thanks, Jessica.
Well, thank you, Princess Cecilia.
My pleasure.
Well, I guess we're signing off now.
All right. So long.
Farewell.
Bye.
This has been a Rhino Comedy production. Find us on Instagram at rhinos_r_funny, rhinocomedy.com, Rhino Comedy on Facebook, and live comedy every Friday and Saturday night at 96 Lafayette Ave in Suffern, New York.